my lizard if dying of... No.
Seth, our secretary. Yay!
This season of Falcon Cast, we are focusing on the extracurriculars and campus involvement at Fitchburg State University. Today, we are here with Nick Castillo and Anna Govin, the current and incoming presidents of Improvitron, Fitchburg State's improv club. Nick is a comm major who has been a part of the club since his freshman year, 2021. He is also a member of the musical theater e-board. He is the current president, but due to his upcoming internship, must step down from his current position. Anna is an engineering major who has also been a member of the Improvitron since her freshman year, 2019. She has been on the improv e-board since 2022, and she is the current vice president and the incoming president. What does improv do other than just meetings?
Yeah, so what we do, we have shows, four shows in a semester where different members of our e-board host them. We have sort of a way that we gauge our club members' sort of eligibility, but also readiness for a show. We sort of like teach the skill, but also like at the end of the day, we are just, you know, having fun in the club. People that are eligible, usually we base that metric on if they've shown up to 50% of the rehearsal since their first. And then show readiness is essentially based on, you know, different skills that we bring up in rehearsals. Is that something that they sort of follow through on? You know, not everybody that shows up wants to be in a show. So we sort of have that as an opt-in basis. From when, you know, we pick who's going to be in the show, we sort of have show rehearsals for the people that are going to be in them. And then we perform sort of once a month. And then something that we started doing recently was open mics. Actually, from the day that we're recording this, doing one tomorrow. And it's essentially like, you know, comedies, music, poetry, a monologue if people want to, music, you know, instrumental stuff. People have the opportunity to be a part of that in any way that they want to. And if they want to, you know, sign up for them, they can just feel free to reach out to us. It's something that we've been starting to do, but it's been received very well. We typically collaborate with WXPL on campus for that too.
Another thing we do aside from club meetings is we've also recently started trying to host at least one workshop per academic year. We did our first one most recently in the fall semester of 2023, and it's something that we'd like to hone in on in the future.
What part of this club would you say you love the most?
I'll start this one off. I think for me, because I've been able to kind of take a leadership position this year as president of the club, it's been really nice to just kind of see people grow and see people sort of build up the skill and show interest. Because a lot of people, I've heard different things, but one of the main things that I hear is just like, I didn't know a single thing about improv. I just wanted to try something new. And to just kind of see people quite literally start from zero and build their way up, you know, in the club, and in turn, just make a bunch of friends in the process is just, you know, it's very heart, like very, it warms my heart to see, you know? Yeah. And to just kind of be in that environment, and like, now that I've been, you know, in leadership of the club, to be like, I was a part of making that happen. It just makes me feel very proud of myself, but also of them. So,
Kevin!
I think for me, one of my favorite things about the club is looking back at myself and the transformation that improv brought me really early on, and being able to look at some of the newer members and see that same transformation of kind of timid freshman who doesn't really know what's like going on to all of a sudden one of the most confident people in the club. It's so amazing to see, like, watching people's growth, watching people develop their own sense of like comedy, having people like develop their own style of comedy. Because a lot of people will come into improv not really having a sense of like their own flavor of comedy, and they'll just be like referencing or imitating other comedians or other people they see in the club. And then as they spend more time and like practice more, they start to shine on their own, and you get to see them come out of their shell. And it's really cool.
Just to piggyback off of that, like comedy, but confidence too is a big thing, to just kind of see people who are coming in with like apprehensions, a little timid, And now just being very vocal about not only like what we're doing in the club, having feedback for things, but also just like being vocal about themselves and like being able to be like, yeah, I do want to do a show. I do want to be considered. I do want to like, you know, try my hand at this a little bit more. So just seeing the confidence increase is also very nice to have.
So talking to one president and one upcoming president, what would you guys say it takes to become a president?
Something I brought up before was advocacy, definitely. Something that we had to do a lot of in the past year was requesting money to fund some of the food for our events. And it's really important to stress that, like, you know, we typically have our shows in the Falcon Hub and we quest pub service in the Falcon Hub sometimes. And one of the requirements that comes with having pub service is that you need to have food at your events. And it's something that we have to go to the financial committee for SGA and ask for. And it's really important to just kind of be like, hey, this is the reason why we need this and why it's important to the club. And, you know, it keeps our retention because people know that there's free food there. Then they'll, you know, they're more inclined to show up and they get a free show in the process. So, you know.
Definitely. What about you, Miss Upcoming President?
So I feel like what it takes to be president is, okay, so this is more telling of myself. I am the oldest person in my friend group. I believe currently, yet the oldest person in the improv club. And people make jokes about me being the mom friend and like being a mama bear.
Do you embrace it?
I embrace it. I really do. My bio on our club's Instagram page says I'm kind of the grandma of the club. So I really lean into it. But I really think that protectiveness that I have over of some of my or all of my members of the club. And when I say my members, I really mean like, in a sense, the club is mine to like keep and protect because it means so much to me. And I feel like one of the things that it takes to be president is such an intense like care for the club and a want for it to be the best that it can be, which honestly, I don't think any earlier than this upcoming year, I would have had the confidence or the ability to stand up for the club that it would have taken to be president. So I really feel like I'm coming into this role at the right timing for myself. Because I feel like I've developed a lot in confidence even recently. It didn't all magically happen like freshman, sophomore year, and then like poof, I am like how I am today. It really took a lot of like character development to gain this kind of confidence. And I feel like the confidence and willingness to advocate is what it really takes to be club president. As well as thinking you're the funniest person in the room at any given moment.
I will, we can dispute after we're done.
What does being part of eBoard affect your relationship to the club?
It definitely boosts it, I think. Like I was saying before, having a hand in something and being part of the bigger picture is very helpful. Just kind of with how much I enjoy being a part of the club, it just gives me a bigger hand in everything. And being at the sort of helm of things, I get to sort of keep everybody else, and you know, I guess for lack of better phrasing, in check, to go to my other eBoard members and be like, are we doing everything that we can to make this welcoming, to make this accessible, to make people want to return? And sometimes in those meetings, the answer is no, and we need to figure out why that is. And, you know, especially in recent years, because before I was president, I was secretary of the club. So it was something of like, you know, how can I voice these concerns and make sure that everybody's opinion gets heard in this moment? So it's saying that I really want to make sure that, like, you know, everybody is heard in our meetings, that we're doing our best to advocate for the club. So I think what it's done for me is it's really heightened the relationship that I have with it, because those questions I'm able to ask, and I'm able to actually be a part of making that change instead of sitting kind of by the side and seeing like, oh, this thing's happening. I'm not a huge fan of how that is. I get to actually be a part of that change and benefit the majority in a way.
What would you say to people who know nothing about Improvatron but are interested?
I would tell them, if they're even a little bit interested, but know nothing about it, at least, like, so you can go on FalConnect and check when any club meets. So even if they don't know when we meet, they could find that out on FalConnect. Or I'd just, you know, tell them. But my biggest advice to somebody who is even a little interested would be come to a rehearsal, see what we're all about. And you don't have to participate if you don't want to. You could even just sit in the back and give suggestions and laugh at us. But just come see what we do. Come, like, observe or, like, talk to a current member or two and see how they feel about the club. That would be my biggest piece of advice.
Yeah. Like I said before, I moved in earlier to go give, like, surveys out to incoming freshmen on their first day of orientation. And part of that survey was, you know, have you ever done improv? Do you know what it is? Would you be interested in joining? And some people were actually, I didn't have a section for them to be able to write on, but they were, you know, writing in, like, you know, went to an improv show, never been interested, never done it before, don't know how. And just kind of seeing that, you know, it's quite a trend of people who, like, have never done it before, know nothing about it, but just kind of want to see what's up. And so what I was telling them and what I would say going forward is it's not as intimidating of a skill as a lot of people make it out to be. It's something that, especially at the start of the semesters, we kind of start from the ground up to just kind of be like, hey, this is improv. And even the people that have been there since the beginning of their, like, freshman year, and like myself, that I'm, you know, I'm close to graduating, kind of just sit down and are like, you know, let's kind of go through the building blocks again. And, you know, because especially when we're coming in the fall, like, we've got a whole summer. Some people might have forgotten what improv is. So it just kind of gives us an opportunity to sort of, you know, build back up or build up from the beginning for people. So, like, don't feel like it's too intimidating to show up. We'd love to have you. Whether you want to participate or not, we do have people who just will come by, sit in the back and give suggestions. Like Anna was saying, people who, you know, their one thing is to just sit in the back and be like, yo, I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Well, Anna Govin, Nick Castillo, it was amazing talking to you guys. I definitely am interested in the improv club. If you guys aren't, you guys should definitely come check it out. I hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening to this episode of FalConcast. We hope you join us for the next one.
This is Dave Gambone, class of 2026, film major at Fitchburg State University, and you're listening to Perseverantia, the Fitchburg State Podcast Network.